every week on Food Friday, we get some advice on good cooking. But here's a Monday twist. We want to hear from you about your worst moments in bad cooking at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You may know what I'm talking about. The one big mistake, the dish that went wrong, maybe just at the wrong time. I'll share some of mine. I have enough to fill a whole conversation, but mainly I want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Tell us about the time you used sugar instead of salt, or vice versa. The hot dish that burst into flames. The experiment that stretched the boundaries of edibility. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. What prompted this? We've done this before, and it's been a lot of fun. We've heard great stories for you. A couple things over the weekend. A thing on Twitter, some random person, I don't know, shared a text conversation with their cousin. The cousin asks, how often do you clean your oven? You know, he's new to cooking. Pretty much never. The cousin says, really? I clean it every time I use it. Really? Why? Well, it gets all the grease and blood on the bottom of it. You mean the baking sheet? Baking sheet? I just put the meat right on the grill and let it go. So that got a lot of play. And I feel for this person, I was not much better than that in my 20s. And then I had a little incident this weekend that I was able to fix. I was making soup, butternut squash soup, with roasted onions, and I had these sprigs of fresh rosemary, and I thought I'll do the rosemary like bay leaves. I'll put it in. When it tastes enough like rosemary, I'll take it out. So far, so good. I tasted it. It's like, oh, that's plenty of rosemary taste. I don't want any more than that in there. I find the sprig of rosemary, pull it out, and all the leaves had come off of it. So then I spent 15 or 20 minutes fishing with a fork, fishing rosemary leaves out of the hot soup, so it did, because it would have tasted like nothing but rosemary by the time it was done. Fixed, soup ended up coming out good, so not a full-on disaster. How about you share your bad cooking story now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Well, and speaking of bay leaves, that reminds me of my worst one in my early 20s. I didn't know what was up with bay leaves. I'd bought some. I was like, hey, I hear these are good. I was making spaghetti. I had bay leaves. All these things are really tough, but I guess they soften up when you cook them. So I diced up the bay leaves and threw them in the spaghetti sauce to simmer. And what I know now that I didn't know then is they don't soften up. So I basically laced my spaghetti with these really dangerous shards of bay leaf. I ate all the spaghetti, but I had to pick carefully through it. And I lived to tell the tale. Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Samantha is with us in Independence. Hi there, Samantha.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is when I was younger. I was probably still in school. My grandma, we lived out in the rural farm, so she went into town, and I was old enough to stay by myself at her house. But I wanted to make cookies, so I got her molasses cookie recipe out and tried making cookies by myself. Burn the sheet, burn the inside of the stove, and you could smell that molasses for days in that house. And oh my God, the look on my face, you know, I just started bawling, and my grandma got mad. And then after a while, she said, it's okay, we can throw the pan out. You know?
Oh, yeah, you don't want to clean that.
Oh my goodness.
How old are you, Samantha?
I was probably in maybe like sixth grade, maybe. So I was old enough to be on my own and be home. And know enough, but I just thought, well, I'll make her some cookies, because she always had cookies around. She didn't have any. Yeah.
Have you ever gone back and made molasses cookies right, Samantha?
No, I've been afraid to make them ever since I burnt them then. But I'd like to make them again, but I just got scared. I'll start it again, you know.
Thank you, Samantha, so much for getting us started at 800-642-1234, taking your calls or Facebook comments on the Ideas Network Facebook page with your bad cooking adventures. Let's bring on another caller now. Cindy is with us in Appleton. Hi, Cindy.
Oh, my first turkey I spoiled. I cleaned out the cavity, but I did not know the neck cavity had the, you know, with the plastic bag with the gizzards and stuff in it, and I baked that turkey with that plastic stuff in it, and that whole turkey tasted like plastic.
Oh, no. You are not the only person who's ever done that, I promise you, Cindy. I haven't encountered that myself. Have you gotten back on the wagon and tried making a turkey yourself?
Oh, I've done, yeah, this was my first turkey roast after I moved away from home. So I've done lots of turkey since. I mean, I learned my lesson, but, you know, you just feel so stupid.
Well, did you eat the whole thing?
Well, we ate parts of it. I mean, I had people over, and that was pretty much the, you know, that was the meal with the sides, but, you know, yeah, but the rest of it probably went in the garbage.
Lesson learned. Cindy, thank you so much for calling in at 800-642-1234. Jan has a story with us. Jan in Madison. Hi, Jan.
Hello. Yes, it's fun thinking about this, but my guests weren't really very happy about this. I was having this fondue, and a guy at work had told me how he cooked chicken in the fondue pot, and it was cooked in a like a Swiss cheese and wine sauce. So, like, I invited my friends over, and we, like, cut up the chicken, and we put it on the little forks and stuck it in there, and as soon as it got in there, like, all this blood started swirling around because it wasn't cooked. It wasn't already cooked. My friend at work never said you have to cook the chicken first. So here we are, and my friends are going, ew, ew, it's bloody. Ooh, I can't eat it. I'm like, I'm hardcore, so I'm like, look, it's cooked. I'm eating it. So I ate it. And finally they said, we're getting a pizza.
Fair enough.
So they got a pizza, and that was the end of the fondue. So,
wow.
Anyway, it makes a good memory.
Thank you so much. Wow. I don't know how you follow that one up. That does remind me. This isn't a bad cooking story exactly. My my grandmother, when I was living with roommates in my 20s, had made an apple pie. Gave it to me, but it wasn't cooked. It's like layered, and I'm supposed to put it in the oven, right, and finish it up. I get home one day, open up the pie to bake it, and there's a piece missing. And I said to my roommate, did you eat some of this pie? Yeah. It's not cooked, man. I said, oh, I didn't want to say anything. I thought your grandma was just a terrible baker. Yeah, raw pie, not the way to go. Back to your calls now. Barb is with us in Jackson County. Barb, hi.
Hi, I'm remembering all kinds of cooking. years ago, I made homemade lasagna from scratch, and I was having some friends over. And right when they arrived, we heard some noise in the oven, and I opened it, and the Pyrex glass pan that I had it in broke, and the cheese was dripping all over the oven.
Oh, no.
We all just stood there and went, oh, no. So I turned off the oven, I shut it, and I was going to deal with it the next day, and we got our coats, and we went out to eat.
That must have been a fun cleanup, too, I bet.
Oh, it was terrible.
Broken glass and charred cheese.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Well,
so,
but that
yeah.
one, I feel like that one's not on you, Barb. I mean, the pan broke. You didn't do anything wrong, though, right?
No, but, you know, lasagna is labor-intensive and lots of cheese, and, you know, it was sad. It was...
Oh, yeah, that's a kick in the head. Wow.
Yeah, I'm thinking about all different ones. This is a good show.
Thank you. Yeah, we're having a lot of fun. Let's time for another caller or two. John is with us in Heartland. John, hi.
Hello there.
All right, what do you got for us, John?
Well, years ago, again, like a lot of the stories, I guess, at home with my wife and her two sons, their early teens, we decided that we wanted to make a bloomin' onion a la Outback Steakhouse or whatever.
Sure.
Fill a pot of oil and get it all heated up, get the cutter and cut the onions and get it dipped up and everything. Dip it into the pot and realize we overfilled it with oil, and that oil just boiled all over the sides of the pot, started on fire.
Oh, no.
And we all kind of stood there and went, now what do we do?
What did you do?
ultimately, I'm trying to remember what we did. I think I threw a cover on it and maybe threw some baking soda on it or something like that.
Oh, good call. Not water.
We took care of it. It didn't cause any damage or problems. We just didn't have a blooming onion that night.
All right. Thank you so much. Wow. One more caller, Kurt in Toma. Kurt, hi.
Hey, how are you? So, tattling on my wife and then my bad too, early marriage, making Kool-Aid for the kids and ran out of sugar. So I tried powdered sugar instead. That didn't work. But my lovely wife made a great tortilla soup. But instead of a teaspoon, it was a tablespoon. And instead of chili powder, it was cayenne pepper.
Oh.
So beyond spicy, picante, you know. And it just burned. It was good as long as you just kept eating it. But
you need to drink plenty of that powdered sugar Kool-Aid to wash that down, Kurt.
That's right. So
thanks.
Watch your substitute. Yeah.
Thanks so much. Thanks for all of your calls. That was a lot of fun, everybody. Keep sharing your bad cooking moments over at the Ideas Network Facebook page.